From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
721, 15 degrees at Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. Yes, Wildcat News in studio is Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We did. Yep. We were able to wrap up fall sports with volleyball, playing in the regional final game up in Western Christian Hole, and then football, of course, with the two games at the Dome, and then head right into Thanksgiving. So it was a nice little break there, but full steam ahead and mad dash to Christmas here in the 3 weeks after Thanksgiving.
Winter activities. What's that list look like?
Well, right now we just had our Joe Fitch boys wrestling tournament last Friday night. Went extremely well. We had great help and good crew of officials, and Coach Beeman has his team wrestling very well right now. They were able to win the Joe Fitch tournament on Friday night, beat out Atlantic, and then basketball's full steam ahead. And that kind of schedule that we run for basketball on a typical home night like last night with Spirit Lake, as we go 4:30 with the JV in both gyms, and then varsity girls follow at 6 and varsity boys at 7:30, and that's in the high school gym. And then after the JV game in the Wildcat Athletic Center gym, we have freshman doubleheader, so that's usually 5:45 and 7 o'clock. So on a night like that, 6 basketball games going on, so plenty of action for fans to see. And middle school basketball also going right now, and middle school wrestling. And we're fortunate enough to have a great group of area guys who officiate our basketball games and wrestling. Greg Thomas, Tony Beach, Preston Peterson, Tom Tecklenburg do all of our lower level basketball games, so helps to fill those games. And then Zach Gatto, elementary art teacher, he officiates a lot of wrestling for us as well. So it's going pretty well right now, and just kind of finishing up here as we head into the Christmas break.
When is Christmas break?
Well, that'll be after next Friday, and then 2 full weeks off at Christmas break with school and activities. And they're back in action on January 4th with, on that Saturday, Mason City's down here for a 6-game basketball day, kind of like what I talked about there. And so it'd be a nice little break coming off of football. And I think our guys are starting to get in a little better shape, but I think that Christmas break's going to be really good for our wrestling and basketball kids after a 13-week football season. That was really a grind, and but that's just kind of the situation you're in when you play multiple sports here at Humboldt.
And wasn't there a band choir concert here recently?
Yeah, Monday night. Emily Willitson, director of our bands, and Ben Shavers did a great job with our choir and a winter concert. So that was Monday night. Did a heck of a job, and always fun to listen to the different Christmas songs they have going. And of course, the musical wrapped up there around Thanksgiving. The Music Man, I think it got rave reviews in town, and was able to see that on a Saturday night. And really impressive, all of the different people involved in that, and the band coming in at the end, and Ben Shavers and Emily Wiebke, all of the time and effort they spend, and our kids practicing, and how they remember all the lines and songs. It's really impressive what our fine arts is able to do here before the Christmas break.
School activities. This is how many years for you right now?
Two, three? Second year. Yep.
And you've acclimated well. You're right into it. It's interesting to watch your relationship with Matt. You're very accommodating, along with many other people as well. But, you know, for us, it's all about communication, and you do that well, so we can help get the word out if there are any changes with things. So, I think you're fitting in really well. We sure appreciate it.
It's been great working with you guys, and 97.7 The Bolt's a great supporter, promoter of student activities, athletics at Humboldt High School. And the way you guys were able to get the national anthem from our band onto the radio and tune into that, how Matt does that, and just announcing the different activities and state dance was this past Saturday. Took third place in Palm, and Nicole Fusco, Caitlin Holm do a great job with our dance team, and they were able to perform at halftime of the boys game last night. So a lot going on, and in any way our kids can get involved and be active outside of the school days is helps them be a better student, better person, and it's just been great for us here leading into Christmas break.
What's a typical day for you like? I mean, you're here at 7 o'clock in the morning. What time does your day start? When does it end?
Well, get the kids to school and then head into the office. And Wednesday is usually a slower day with no activities, but kind of catch up on the different things going on throughout the week. And this week, just a big week. We have the only day off is Wednesday. Of course, we have basketball on Saturday afternoon with Fort Dodge Senior High coming up to play a 6-game deal with basketball. And then Sunday is the Iowa State wrestling at 2 o'clock, North mm-hmm. Dakota State. Kevin Dresser bringing his team back up here. Third or fourth year in a row, and it'll be a full gym on Sunday afternoon with the wrestling. And then Monday we have our girls wrestling tournament, the Michelle Jensen tournament, Andy Newell and our girls wrestling team. So a lot going on, but a great chance to come out and see some of the different activities going on at the high school.
Well, thank you. Are we missing anything? This is your time, so I don't want to cut you off, but it's always great to see you here in the morning.
Yeah, really appreciate it, and always enjoy coming and talking to you guys about Humboldt activities and athletics. So go Cats.
Go Cats. Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn has been our guest on Wildcat News. I wish you the best through the holidays, and Happy New Year.
Yep, Happy New Year. Thanks.
It's that time of year. Classic Hits, 97.7 The Volt, Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.